Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
On this vote, the yeas are 258, the nays are 159, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion reconsider is laid on the table.
10 years after the financial crisis and subsequent global recession, the House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday that would roll back the Dodd-Frank banking regulations. The measure would leave in place some Dodd-Frank rules, but would exempt some small and regional banks from some of the strictest regulations, including a yearly stress test where banks must demonstrate that they can handle another economic disaster like the one we saw in 2008. The Senate already approved the bill in March, and we should say, in both the House and the Senate, this was a bipartisan effort. And it's now set for President Trump's signature. Joining us now, Erica Werner, congressional reporter for The Washington Post, is with us. Erica, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So for those of us who have probably put out of our minds the 2008 banking crisis, remind us what Dodd-Frank was intended to do.
Right. There was a huge worldwide financial crisis. The U.S. economy was on the verge of collapse. In the wake of that, the Dodd-Frank legislation was passed essentially to try to avoid a repeat of that situation by placing a number of regulations on banks across the country. One of the most notable being, as you referenced, any bank with over $50 billion in assets would have to undergo a yearly stress test, which was designed to prove that they could withstand any repeat of that crisis. So that legislation was passed by a then Democratic-controlled Congress and signed by President Obama. Was opposed all along by Republicans who, once they retook control of Congress, have aimed to repeal it.
So is this a win for small banks? Is it a win for average Americans? Or is it a win for Wall Street?
It depends on who you ask. The driving force behind passing this legislation was the banking lobby, particularly the community and regional banks that can be found in every congressional district in America, and that often local branches are familiar to voters and are kind of friendly presences in local communities, perhaps particularly in more rural states and areas. So those banks are a very effective lobby. So the heart of the legislation exempts banks that have between $50 billion and $250 billion of assets from these yearly stress tests. So those in particular are the big winners, but there's also an expectation among critics of the legislation in particular that the very biggest banks could end up benefiting as well, and that there could be consolidation in the industry where some of the smaller banks feel like they can combine and get bigger because they would then be in a category that would not be subject to these strictest federal regulations.
This doesn't sound like average everyday Americans who use banking services are really getting anything out of this. Am I wrong on that?
There again, it depends who you ask. The proponents of the legislation, particularly the Democrats in the Senate who were pushing for it, argued that these community banks, because they were subject to strict federal regulations, had to pull back from community lending, community banking. They were not able to issue as many mortgages, issue as many loans to average Americans because of these regulations. However, critics of the legislation dispute that and say that this legislation, this what will become law because President Trump is going to sign it in coming days, could put the U.S. financial system at greater risk of another crisis like the one we saw 10 years ago. And it kind of, in all cases, essentially loosens up regulations on these banks and on what they're able to do. So it's possible that as a consumer, you could see something that's a benefit or that could at least feel like a benefit in that it becomes perhaps easier to get a mortgage. But it's also possible, at least according to critics and also according to an independent analysis by the Congressional Budget Office, that the bill injects more risk into the system overall.
Lots to think about. Erica Werner is a congressional reporter for The Washington Post. Erica, thank you for your insights.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.